Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush was with us for the first 2 hours. He's on his way back from Hartington to some different things today. He had to speak last night to 500 people at Hartington Cedar Catholic, so big event.
Kind of a booster gathering?
Yes. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Shout out to Rudy's mom in town from San Antonio, Irma, right?
Irma? Right, Irma.
She just brought us in some homemade tamales.
What a nice...
Chicken and cheese and pork, which we will dine on after the show, after the break.
What a nice woman.
Yes, very, very nice. We gave her compliments to Rudy. She appreciated that because Rudy's a good worker.
She comes up from San Antonio to see her son.
Yes, she's going to watch Rudy today at batting practice at the Salt Dogs game, before the Salt Dogs game.
See, for our listeners that don't know Rudy, Rudy plays for Wesleyan. He's the DH.
Baseball.
He plays baseball for DH. And in these batting practices for, I don't know, what do you say, like celebrities?
Yeah.
He's hit two off the wall.
Today, he hits one over the wall. Call him a shot. Rudy's hitting a home run today.
How about Rudy stepping up in batting practice and hitting him off the wall?
What he does. He's a DH.
I love.
DH is hit.
I would love to be able to do that.
You know, I did the BP before in the past. I embarrassed myself.
Did you?
Which is sad.
You're athletic.
Here's the deal, though. This is even worse. And, you know, these guys are athletes. They're older now, but they're athletes. I followed Steve Taylor, who, again, was drafted by the Yankees years ago, and Eric Strickland, who, of course, was a three-sport athlete, baseball, basketball, football at Bellevue West.
Uh-huh. How'd they do?
So these guys, you know, Strick's about 50. Steve's almost 60, right?
Right. Or over.
Yeah, and those guys are just hitting ropes. I'm like, I know these guys are athletes, but here I am I was probably 30 at the time, and I'm struggling to hit the ball. I'm a golfer, you know? I did play baseball. I was not great at baseball. I played baseball until eighth grade, but I played slow pitch softball. I can hit home runs over the fence and that, but something about timing up the pitching machine.
Mm-hmm.
Tough for me.
Oh, now wait a second. You're hitting off a machine?
Sometimes.
Or were they throwing?
I think they went on. It was like a combination of both.
You'd want them to be throwing.
Yeah, I still was not doing well with the throwing. I'm like, sucks. Huh. Am I that uncoordinated on this?
It's baseball. I don't know how else to say it. It can be remarkably hard. And it's great to watch. I've told you this summer, I've watched more baseball than. And Bob, by the way, on my other show, that somebody interpreted. I know who Bobby Witt is. There were some comments that Sippel doesn't know who Bobby Witt. Yes, I know who Bobby Witt.
Who is he?
He's a shortstop for the Royals.
Thank you.
He's excellent.
He is very good.
Excellent. Anyway, okay, what do you got here?
Here's another tease. I will have some news about BP with DP before the end of the show. For Breakers.
Okay.
A chance of participation today from Breakers.
Oh, God.
That's to tease throughout the show. Okay. I had a question for the Breakers, 402-464-5685. We are in an age, Sip, where it's NIL,
mm-hmm.
name, image, and likeness. Kids are making a lot of money. Well, Dylan makes in the millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'd say that.
At Nebraska. Other guys, you know, Arch Manning makes a lot of money. At Texas. I want to focus on Nebraska specifically, though, because I feel like maybe I'm reading this wrong. Help me out if I'm wrong, Breakers. 464-5685. But I feel like this whole concept of giving the single-digit numbers for leadership, guys that are the best in the team that, you know, are showing good leadership skills and are important,
mm-hmm.
can kind of get in the way of your brand. We talk about, the question is Dylan Royola, if he gets a single-digit number, going to accept it and change away from 15? He has a lot of jerseys sold with the 15 number. Mm. In the past, you know, you'd see at the bookstore over here or any store, you know, you might see Eric Crouch with the 7. No Crouch in the back because he couldn't do that with NIL. There was no name, but it was obviously a Crouch jersey or a Scott Frost jersey. You know what I'm saying here? Or Domikidzu had obviously his jersey number. Dylan has had a lot of jersey sales with merchandise and jerseys with the number 15 on the back. If he were to accept the single-digit number as a team leader and change his number, that affects your brand quite a bit.
Okay, your brand.
Again, people... Bill, we don't have a care in the world about a jersey number. It doesn't bother. We don't get into that stuff. But branding is a big deal, and a number is a big deal as part of that. So I wonder if there's an internal struggle with these athletes that have branded a particular number to then change it to accept the leadership number.
I wonder.
Am I overreading that, Breakers? Is that a legitimate concern or something that might come up in a conversation with the player?
This is where an Adidas rep would come in handy on our show. You could still sell Rayola jerseys with number 1 on them.
Yeah, but he's established the 15 brand. Like it's you don't see players change their jerseys every year. Like they are like, think about greats all time. Like they were 7 the whole time. They're 14. They're like, that was their number.
So Will, I think there's still one single digit jersey left to announce, which is number 1.
Yes.
Will it be Dylan? Or will it be Emmett Johnson? I mean, will Dylan say, Emmett, you get the number 1? If that's what the coaches decide, that Emmett deserves one. Somebody, you know, they got to decide that. But yeah, what you're suggesting is, would Dylan be willing to change from number 15?
I think he would. I don't think that he would.
I think he would.
A good point by Sanderson here on the text
line.
We
need some good points.
He says, doesn't Dylan have a deal with a trading card company? Yes, he does. Says changing numbers would be a big deal in that world.
I understand.
You got number 15 jersey everywhere in these cards and jerseys and shirtsies out there.
You can have new cards with new number.
But that takes away the value of the original card.
Okay. Now you...
If we're talking about... Again, we're talking about like big deal value stuff here.
Right. I got you. So it would...
If he changed his number...
Would it almost nullify the value?
100%. Like if he was here for something... He won't be here, but if he's here for 4 years... And he changes number every year. Like that takes away the value every year of his brand, of his number.
Mm-hmm. My counsel to Dylan, I would probably say this, just stick with number 15.
And I think he will. But I don't want people to say, well, he's not a team leader. No, he has a brand.
There you go.
You see the problem here is that we're Nebraska, and I like the concept that Rule does. Like I like the fact that, hey, this shows... Leadership on the team are guys that we are the most accountable, that we can rely on. I get that. But again, in a time where branding is more prominent than ever in college sports, the guys are selling their number, their jersey number on different things, whether it's cards or jerseys.
I got it.
Or pictures, for crying out loud, anywhere.
Complicates it.
It is complicated. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
the whole single digit, this whole phenomenon is complicates things. I hope people understand.
It does. It 100% does.
I hope people understand that there's plenty of players that don't have single digits that lead very well. You know, it's just like the old Tommy Frazier conversation where he wasn't a captain. That didn't mean he wasn't a leader. I mean, he wasn't voted a captain. It didn't mean he wasn't a leader. I mean, I've always said that about when Nebraska voted captains. It doesn't mean those guys are the only leaders on the team. There's other guys that are probably better. I'm sure there's instances where there's guys that weren't elected captains that were a better leader than a captain.
Sure.
I mean, that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing about the single digits. I don't mind the concept. But I hope people understand that doesn't mean they're an exclusive club of leaders that have separated themselves so enormously. Not necessarily. That's where I don't get into it. And you're right too. What if Emmett doesn't get one? Are people going to have questions about Emmett? Don't do that.
And think about it. Other deal is like, okay, and this is not how I would not. This is not how I would operate. I'm saying that fans would say this, though, that if you don't accept it, oh, you're just choosing your brand over your team.
Oh God, that's a complication.
You are setting up uncomfortable, unnecessary.
Ooh, interesting
discussions.
But you said you like the single digit.
I like the concept of it. Mm-hmm. I do, but I think we get to a point where
in this age.
It's hard to do that because of
branding
of number and because of all the unnecessary, stupid conversation that people will bring up about if you don't get it or don't accept the single-digit number in leadership. You know,
hold on. Or is it as simple as Dylan saying, I wanted to keep 15. This was my personal preference. Oh, but you're saying some people are going to come at it.
Oh, not leader. Oh, you care about me over we.
I would hope that doesn't.
Again, that is not. I'm not. That's me. Not me saying that. I know that conversation will happen though.
Well, I mean,
because people like to be difficult and just stir up controversy.
Well, and that's what I'm not doing here, but it sounds like it. But I mean, when you get down to one single digit jersey left and Emmett and Dylan are still out there without one. I mean, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Not real weird, but I don't know. Somebody's not going to get one.
Someone said, no, I like this. Texter says, could Dylan opt for a number one patch? Not the jersey number, but the patch. Again, people would say, well.
Really, you're taking the one?
Yeah. Are you taking it or not?
Taking the one and the 15, huh?
No. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't want that.
I don't think I'm overthinking this
so
at
you
all.
Get two
this
numbers.
Is legitimately going to be a conversation that happens.
Oh, I don't know, Jake. I don't. It's happening here on our show.
And this is a guy that doesn't care about jersey numbers. I don't care about him, but I know that in this industry and in the fan base and college sports in general, that could be a conversation that comes up.
I don't know if how big of a conversation it is out there. I get where you're coming from, though. I think it does. I think the whole single digit thing does lead to some complication.
Especially now.
Wouldn't want to deal with as
when there's brands on jerseys.
Right.
And NIL is a thing that people, guys, get paid for.
Yep.
Your likeness is now paid for.
Yep.
I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
This is significant.
No, you're not crazy.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of interesting.
Someone has a take. That changing his number after year one actually might make the trading card with 15 more valuable, saying that was his freshman year card. I would say, But I would say his freshman year was not overly memorable or elite. He had 13 touchdowns. They won a bowl game, but I don't know if that's going to be as valuable as whatever it would be this year if he changed from 15. Say, I think Dylan's a brand guy. And that's not a bad thing. Like he has obviously got the trading card company. He's got all sorts of endorsements and deals, and like that's branding. That's what these guys are doing. That's allowed. That's perfectly fine. I can't see him switching from 15. I just can't see it. That's who he is. He's Dylan Raiola, number 15 at Nebraska, starting quarterback. And a patch is just kind of weird.
No, I wouldn't. I don't like the idea of him heisting another number than basically having two numbers. No, that's one thing I feel very confident in this discussion saying I wouldn't do. I just don't know the financial ramifications of him switching numbers. You haven't convinced me that it would be a big financial loss for him to switch numbers.
I'd like to know someone out there, 464-5685, someone that's smarter than me and Sip in the
marketing
or even like trading card industry.
Right.
Would a card be more valuable if he were to switch numbers once or multiple times, or
would it devalue it?
Would that devalue the card?
I'm not convinced it would devalue it. I'm not. I don't know, but I'm not. You'd have to convince me of that. I hope he stays 15. Where I come down on this is I hope he stays 15, and then I hope people don't question. God, one thing I don't question about Dylan Raiola is his level of commitment to the program. There's no question about it. There's nobody who probably puts in as much hours as Dylan. Now, he's a quarterback, and that's probably should be
it's
the case.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that all quarterbacks are like that, because they're not. Dylan puts in – you've heard what Dana Holgorsen says. In the USA Today article this week, Holgorsen said, I've never been around a quarterback who understands the game in college at the level that Dylan does. He's never been around one. Dylan's a savant. Stop, Jake. I can spell it. S-A-V-A-N-T. Stop it now.
What would Bill say right now? Savant.
Savant. Well, Bill has his own
issue. That's true, he does. He can't spell caveat.
But anyway, he's a savant, but some of that is just because he works at it constantly. And what did he do? I mean, look at him physically now. I mean, he's a specimen. Watch warm-ups. I always say about Dylan, it's kind of funny in a way. If you just watch Nebraska's quarterbacks, you could just drop in from Brazil, have very little working knowledge of football, and you could pick up in a minute and a half who's the starting quarterback just by looking at him. I mean, Dylan's big and athletic and throws it different than the other guys. That must be their starter, you know?
Yeah.
Because look at him, and look at the way he operates. What is so funny?
Jared Nord says, can we just play football? Yeah, like, we can't. The season's 13 days away, Jared.
These are conversations.
I can't just fast forward to August 28th right now.
Jared.
These legitimate conversations.
These are legit.
Because there's people that are upset. Why are you talking about this? And I've seen people that are actually have questions about it. That's why it's a polarizing topic.
Yeah. Jared, this is a conversation. I mean, the number thing is big, and it's big to a lot of these players. Not all of them. They're old school guys over there. I don't care what I wear, coach.
Yeah.
But on other ones, Matt Rhule had his video. You know, he does that walk.
Yes. I like that. That's
walk
cool.
around video. And he was talking about the single jersey thing. And he says there are kids that have in the recruiting process, they said, I'll come to your school if I get this number. So it's a.
Okay. There we go. That seems kind of a big deal then.
Right. Wait.
Rudy got.
We have a caller.
Oh, okay. We can go to get a quick phone call.
Jason.
Jason, you're on early break. What do you got for the jersey number debate here?
Well, as I'm driving to work up to Omaha, I'm running this through in my mind, and it's a little bit of a pickle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the one thing that I think he could do is keep the 15, and historically, Rhule just has weekly captains, make Dylan a permanent captain with the seed match for the season. Then you're not giving up any of the leadership issues or anything like that. Yes, he's a leader. See, he's our permanent captain. Hmm. And he gets to keep 15.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Thank you, Jason.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason, for the phone call.
Give me that again.
He says in terms of avoiding any sort of weird drama with the number, just give him a permanent C patch for captain.
Oh, yeah.
And don't worry about him being a part of the number situation. He's just 15.
He has to earn that. I mean, that's assuming he's earned it, which I think he probably did. You can't hand out C patches either, you know. No.
You want your quarterback to be a captain, but it's not always the case. So thank you for all the texts there. I know people, some people love and some people hate that conversation. But
why do people hate it, Jake?
Well, the people, again, like myself, it bothers me, but I think it's important to bring up because there's a lot of the fan base that cares about merchandise and that stuff. And because there is a good portion of fans that care about that is why I brought it up.
Well, yeah, and there's a good portion of, we cover a program where they award single digits now. It's a conversation. And then when it gets down to the nitty gritty, when there's one left, then it becomes a bit more of a conversation.
Yep.
My guess is that Dylan's going to say, I want Emmett to have that. If Emmett's, we'll say, eligible for it, you know, if the coach has deemed him eligible.
Yeah.
What will Dylan do? Will he keep 15 or go to one? I will say this, as one of the most hard-bitten, cynical journalists in America, I'm interested in it.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Matters.
Yeah, it matters.
Before we get to break, I got to give I had a proud moment yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I put it in the group chat, you and me and Bill. No, not, that was proud, too. But I got home from work yesterday. I looked two houses to the south of mine, and I saw a sign in the yard.
Amazing.
It said, this house has Halo custom lights.
Two houses down.
Two houses down. It's Craig and Nancy. They came over the other night, about a month ago, to check out our lights, and all of a sudden they were on the house. They got them purchased. They're installed. The lights were on last night. They had a nice yellow, like a white-yellow glow. We had our patriotic lights still going on,
white,
of course.
White-yellow.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, just nice and...
like a banana.
Not quite like a banana, more wider than that, I would say. There's a yellow tint to it, but it was more white.
Hey, it happened that quickly two days?
Yeah, I was proud that my neighbors have followed our lead that we have set for the block, for our strip, and I hope that more people are to follow. And last night I told you, a good selling point is that I was mowing the yard in the dark, and I couldn't see the side, but the area that had the lights flashing in the front yard, I could see those lines just fine at 8:55 in the dark.
Wow.
So if you want to be festive, if you want to mow your yard in the dark, HaloCustomLighting.com. Be like me and my neighbors that have them, and Bill and his neighbors, and get yours today.
Maybe upgrade Halo your house. Lights could also just put in a spotlight for you if you're mowing.
Probably could. When we come back, it's time for us to get our protein in for the day with Smoking Gun Jerky next on Early Break on The Ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.